I'm Steve Miller reporting. The meeting between U.S. and North Korea, which was canceled, could be back on as U.S. officials visit North Korea. If the summit does go ahead, it'll be the start of a long process, not the end of it, according to North Korea expert John DeLurie of Yonsei University.
You know, this is a really complex problem. This problem is 70 years in the making, and getting to a solution is not going to happen with a one-day meeting. So Singapore hopefully will happen, but it's going to be the start of something, probably not the end of it.
DeLurie blames a problem of communication between the two countries for the on-again and off-again trajectory. Italy's president was accused Sunday of pandering to the European Union and kowtowing to the financial markets after he withheld the approval of a Eurosceptic becoming the country's economy minister. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
President Sergio Mattarella's move plunged Italy deeper into a dramatic, full-blown constitutional crisis, with angry populace calling for the head of state's impeachment. Mattarella turned Monday to a former International Monetary Fund economist, Carlo Cottarelli, to see if he can head a caretaker government of technocrats. His rejection of 81-year-old Paolo Savona as economy minister appears likely to have increased the chances of a fresh parliamentary election this year. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
A high-level Afghan delegation visited neighboring Pakistan Sunday and discussed security as well as counterterrorism cooperation. The National Security Advisor of Afghanistan led a team of top officials, including the country's interior minister and the intelligence agency chief, in meetings with Pakistani civilian and military leaders. This is VOA News. China told the World Trade Organization's dispute settlement body on Monday that U.S. accusations that Beijing forced companies to hand over technology as a cost of doing business in China were groundless. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused China of stealing American ideas and announced a plan for a $50 billion tariff penalty against Chinese goods. Both sides launched legal complaints at the WTO over the issue earlier this year. Right-winger Iván Duque won Colombia's first-round presidential election on Sunday, setting up a runoff next month with leftist Gustavo Petro. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The first election since the peace accord was signed with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in 2016 now heads for a June 17 runoff to select the successor to President Juan Manuel Santos, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for ending the five-decade-old conflict. Duque has pledged to toughen the terms of the peace deal and ensure former rebels pay for their war crimes, while Petro has provoked alarm among investors with pledges to overhaul Colombia's orthodox economic policy and redistribute wealth from the rich to the poor. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
The wife of Korean Airlines chairman Lee Myung-hee arrived at a Seoul police station for questioning over assault and abuse allegations. Reuters news agency's Grace Lee has more.
The family that runs Korean Air is in hot water over anger issues. Again, just 4 years after her daughter was arrested for the nut rage incident, the chairman's wife, Lee Myung-hee, is also facing accusations of rage. On Monday, she was questioned by police over allegations of abuse, accused of shoving and cursing at construction workers in 2014. Her older daughter made international headlines for lashing out over how Korean Air attendants served her macadamia nuts.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. Subtropical storm Alberto is bringing heavy rain Monday to the U.S. Gulf Coast as well as western Cuba. U.S. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangiaglossi explains what can be expected once Alberto hits land.
After landfall, we think it'll continue moving northward and weaken pretty quickly and likely become a subtropical depression tonight and then weaken to what we call a remnant low on Tuesday.
Forecasters predict sustained winds of about 100 kilometers per hour. French President Emmanuel Macron met with Malian migrant who scaled a facade of a four-story building in the north of the capital to save a child hanging from a ledge. 22-year-old Mohamedou Gassoma told the French president how it all unfolded and how he didn't think twice about saving the child. President Macron announced Gassoma would be becoming a naturalized French citizen and offered him a job with the fire department. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.